Granny Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggett Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grappy Spears angrily returned the deed which Lum had fixed up for him, stipulating that if Mr. Webster fails to spend $100,000 developing the Spears Spring into a health resort, the farm reverts back to Grandpap. He then got Squire Skimp to notarize the deed without that clause, and so Lum's work was all in vain. However, as we look in on the little community today, find Abner just entering the Jot 'em Down store, we discover some indications that Lum may have misjudged Mr. Webster. Listen.
Well, where in the world have you been, Abner? Taking you might not 2 hours to make a couple of little delivers.
Oh, well, I stopped off over there to look at all them machineries, Lum.
Machinery?
Yeah, over there by the liver stable. You ought to have seen them. There's a couple of steam shovels, I don't know what all.
Well, I've saw them myself, but it never take me 2 hours to look at them.
Well, it did me. I had to look them over. Doggies, it oughtn't to take Mr. Webster no time at all to build a health resort with all them contraptions. Looks like he sure does mean business, you know.
Yeah, it does, all right. I'll have to admit it.
Yeah, you sure was wrong about Mr. Webster, Lum. You thought he weren't actually going to build nothing. Just thought he was trying to get Grandpappy Spears' farm away from him.
Well, you don't have to tell me that. I know what I thought.
If Grandpap would have listened to you, he would have lost out on this whole deal. That clause you tried to sneak into that deed would have ruined everything for him.
Well, I just thought I was protecting Grandpap from a flying-by-night scheme, but I was wrong, and I admit it, so let's just forget it now.
Yeah, maybe now you won't go poking your nose into other folks' business. After this, when somebody brings legal papers over here for you to sign, why, you'll sign them instead of trying to change them for them.
Abner, will you stop harping on that?
I ain't harping.
Sick and tired of hearing it.
I'm
don't you think I feel
you.
Bad enough as it is? Here I've lost Grandpap for a friend. Mr. Webster more than likely thinks I'm just a suspicious old busybody. And if this gets around town, I'll be the laughing stock.
It's done got around town.
Huh?
Grandpappy Spears told everybody how you tried to meddle into his affairs and all that.
Uh-oh, I was feared of that. I thought folks was looking sort of cutier at me when I was coming to work this morning.
Oh, yeah, he's told it.
Wished I could just pick up and leave town.
Well, you ought to wait till after they start digging with them steam shovels on. There's something I wouldn't miss for nothing.
I might could go to Yukon, Alaska. Maybe go to Mexico and start up a sombrero farm.
Sombreros? You don't know how to raise them things, Lum.
Well, I could learn. Maybe to raise enchiladas.
Huh?
I pick up stuff pretty fast.
Well, you ain't actually going to leave, are you, Lum?
Well, I don't know. The way traveling conditions are right now, I reckon I oughtn't to try.
No, you oughtn't to unless it's necessary.
I'd surely love to go from here and go somewhere where folks shows a little gratitude when you try to help them, instead of making a laughing stock out of you.
Well, Lum, in the first place, you'd have an awful hard time getting a train ticket nowadays. You couldn't get no gas and... Well, wait a minute. I dog is just a minute. I believe I got an ID for you, Lum. Where's that paper I was reading this morning?
Which paper?
Well, one I was looking at just before I left.
I never paid no attention to which one you... What's... Is that it right there on the counter?
Yeah, this is today. Yeah, that's the one I was looking for. Tells all about a job you can get in here. Wait a minute, I'll find it for you. It's right in here someplace.
What kind of a job?
Well, it's one where you travel all over the world. You'd be some kind of a merchant on a boat.
Merchant on a boat? You mean a boat news butch, sorry?
Well, I don't know. Here it is right here. It says... Merchant Marine must recruit 5,000 men a month.
Oh, the Merchant Marines, huh? Well, I feared I wouldn't fit in there. I think they want experienced men.
Well, you're a merchant. You're experienced at it long. You've been merchanting here at the store for might nigh 30 years.
Well, it don't mean that kind of merchants.
Whatever kind they mean, you ought to be able to slip in there if they need that many men. Says right here that they got a pretty big job keeping our army supplied and all that.
Well, I know they have, but I still say I ain't the kind of fellas they're looking for.
Well, Lum, you look all right. You're a nice sort of a feller. I sort of like you after you get to know you, Lum. You yeah. Folks like you.
Glad somebody does.
Yeah, they've got a few little chores that you can do pretty good. Facts is, now, I tell you, they got some jobs listed here that a feller can get. Now, listen to this right here.
You're just wasting your time reading them to me.
The following men are needed immediately. Experienced seamans, mates... Engineers. Now, you could tell them, Lum, while you ain't actually drove a train, you rode on them. course, I don't see what they want to engineer on a boat for, no way, though.
Well, there's different kinds of engineers. Just because I rode on a train doesn't necessarily mean I could run one.
Yeah,
I've wore shoes, but I can't make them.
Well, they don't need an engineer on a boat, Ron. They can't blow no whistle at cows crossing the ocean. They don't swim across the ocean out there. See what else they got here? Radio, telegraphers, able-bodied seamen. Now, I believe you could fool them on that, Lon, sort of pad your coat up a little.
Able-bodied enough.
Firemen, oilers.
5F, ought to be.
Water tenders. Now, there's something you could do, Lon, water tender. Now, that wouldn't be hard. Just sitting there tending to the water bucket all day. When one of the rowers on the boat gets thirsty, well, all you have to do is just dip him out a dipper for it. You could do that, Lon.
Well, I know I could, but I ain't qualified for the merchant marines, I tell you.
Says here the pay is good and says there's a lot of chances for advancement.
I know there is.
All you have to do is just wire collect to... Wait a minute, let's see, where was it I seen it? Yeah, wire collect U.S. Merchant Marines, Washington, D.C., and they'll take care of you from there on.
Abner, I know they'll do all that, but I still say I ain't the kind of man... Uh-oh. Look who's coming up out there.
Huh? What? Oh, Mr. Webster. Reckon what he wants now.
I don't know, but whatever it is, I wished I wasn't here. More than likely, he studied up some way to get me arrested for meddling with that deed of Grandpap's.
Well, you're the justice of the peace, Long. You have to do the arresting yourself so you could just let yourself escape when you ain't looking or something like that. Well, howdy, Mr. Webster. Come on in.
Thank you very much. How are you today, Mr. Peabody?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
Well, that's fine. And you, Mr. Edwards?
I'm fine, I think. Sorry, I'm just leaving. I have to go make some delivers.
I done made the delivers, Long.
Well, I have to go summer.
Yes, well, before you go, Mr. Edwards, there's a little matter I want to take up with you.
I'm late now. I'll see you later.
Yes, well, this will only take a second. All I want you to do is sign some legal papers here.
Sign some papers?
Yes. You're the Justice of the Peace, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah, he's in.
But about that deed, Mr. Webster, I can explain why I put that clause in there. You see,
yes, well, never mind about that. You see, that's all straightened out. I fully understand that you were merely trying to protect your friend, Mr. Spears. And loyalty like that's a rare thing nowadays, right?
Well, I'm glad you feel that way about it.
Yes. You see, the reason I couldn't accept the deed with your clause, committing me to spend $100,000 on the health resort... was that I think I can see my way clear to do the job for less. And a businessman of obvious intelligence would be the first to agree that it would be foolish to spend more than's actually necessary, just simply because of documentary obligation.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. That documentary obligations is bad stuff to get mixed up with.
What kind of stuff is that, Long?
I'll explain it to you later.
I don't believe I've had that. I've had them measles.
Just see that you don't get mixed up in it. I believe you said you had some kind of a paper here you wanted to sign, Mr. Webster.
Yes, indeed. Certain routine legal matters come up from time to time in an undertaking of this type, and naturally we'll need a good man to handle them.
Naturally.
Now, what I have here is just a routine form. It's all made out. All you have to do is sign it. You'll know what to do from there on. I'll just turn that part over to you, Mr.
Well, good. I'm just the man that can handle it, too. Is this the paper here?
Yes. Your signature goes right there. Right? There where I've indicated with a little X.
I signed it yourself, huh, Mr. Webster?
Yeah, Abner, keep out of this. I see. I better read this over first.
But it's only a routine form, Mr. Edwards. Gives us the right to go ahead and start building on the property, you see? It's really unimportant in itself, just some legal red tape we always have to go through, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just make it a habit of checking over everything before I sign it. Just a routine form with me, you might say.
That's a very good policy.
Would you mind moving your hand there a little, Mr. Webster, so I can read it?
I might as well lower the horse
here. Here, now I'll just point out the salient facts here for you.
That's the date
there that this becomes effective. Yeah. And then it says... Whereas, so-and-so-and-so, routine stuff. Court order and so forth and so forth and so forth. Hereby ordered, so-and-so-and-so-and-so-and-so.
That's interesting.
That's the usual thing. You understand.
I hear the details.
It probably bores you to death to read this sort of thing over so many times.
Oh, yeah, bores me something wonderful. I sign right here, then, huh?
Yes, that's right. And sign the duplicate right here, too. Yeah. That's fine. Now, I'll take one of these. You'll want the other one, of course. I'm sorry I have to rush, but you know how it is.
Oh, sure.
Hey, let me know when them steam shovels starts digging, Mr. Webster. I want to see that.
Certainly I will. Goodbye, Mr. Webster.
Good day. Grannies, I'll say one thing for Mr. Webster. He sure knows where to go get his legal work did.
Yeah, Mom, what was that paper you signed there?
Oh, just some legal form. Just Some red tape we always have to go through. I get bored with it.
Well, exactly what did it say, though? I couldn't read all that reading that was on there.
Well, I don't know exactly.
Well, you sat there and read it.
I know, but, well, he kept moving his finger backwards and forwards across the paper there so fast I couldn't keep up with it. But all it is just some routine stuff.
Yeah, well, here, let me read it, then. I want to know what's on there.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't care. Stuff bores me.
Yeah, I want to see this thing here. Well, court order.
You notice he said he might have quite a few legal matters he'd want me to handle.
Well, what's this word here, this evixation?
Evixation.
Says this will serve as notice of evixation.
Eviction?
Something. Huh?
Why, this... Wait a minute. You know what this thing is? It's an eviction notice.
Huh?
Abner, when I signed this, I'm just the same as throwed poor old Grandpap and his woman clean off of his farm.
Throwed them off their farm?
Grandpap signed his property over to Mr. Webster for the health resort. Now he's being evicted.